My article is called Social Network Sites with Learning Purposes, Exploring New Spaces for Literacy and Learning in the Primary Classroom by Patricia Tybalt. In this experiment, sixth graders are using Edmodo in the classroom, which is an educational website made to resemble Facebook. The teacher can post material to the timeline and even grades that can be viewed privately. The teacher has the option of allowing students to post, which was done in this experiment. Tybalt was trying to test if Edmodo supported learning and literacy, which was done through a qualitative study of a collection of scores, field observations, interviews, and surveys. This study shows that Edmodo increased students' awareness of audience and authorship, self-directed learning, and peer teaching. These results were compared to information from the previous year that did not use Edmodo, but that was not a very effective control group because the information gathered was primarily anecdotal and did not undergo the same scrutiny as this year's. I would love to use this in my own classroom. Authorship and audience is something I struggle with because students have had a hard time getting over the idea of me being the only one who reads their paper. While that may be true now, writing papers in college and in quote-unquote the real world is always going to be for a more generalized audience, and they need to develop a mindset different than that. Having them post their papers on Edmodo and then obviously grading offline would change their mindset. Also, I would love to post relevant resources to what we were learning in class for students to check out in their own time. I wonder why all educational articles on technology we've read so far have taken place in Australia and Britain. And again, when I was doing my own research, those were the two primary places that I found. Maybe that's all that Winthrop subscribes to at Dacus, but it does make me wonder where the United States stands globally as far as integrating technology in the classroom.